This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Closer to Spooktacular Day, right? Today is Monday, the 21st of October. Hi, two-thirds of the way through the month of October, the time marches on. This is the D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria program. Jennifer has come back from basking on the beaches of Hawaii to some political rally. Like, you'd think there was something going on in the world of politics, right? Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I here to lead you over to Jordan. We're going to have our own. We're going to put together a delegation of DJV listeners. We're going to go over and solve the problem, even though Nancy Pelosi has been there before us with a bunch of, I guess they're both Republicans and Democrats, went over to see King Abdullah. Sounds like out of Aladdin, right? King Abdullah and Aladdin fixes... Oh, wait a minute, excuse me. This is King Abdullah the Second. What happened to King Abdullah the First? Did he get Abdullah'd? Might have gone away. He's probably not there anymore.
That's why I don't know. Didn't he die? And then the son took over?
May have, yeah. There was mysterious circumstances around that, too. It looked like the son may have dispatched his father. But then that's a story for another day. Now, it's time... No, I just made that up, but I thought it sounded dramatic.
Oh, I was
going to
say, George, yeah,
another
okay.
one of Doug's facts.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
It's time
not a
for
fact.
Yeah. Doug's facts. Today's fact is that Victoria is here, Kara's here, and I'm here, and you're here. So let's find out what the 10 of them did when they went to Jordan. And it's, by the way, on your dime. They didn't pay for their own trip. We paid for their trip. So what did they do? Did they fix everything, Victoria?
I have no idea what they fixed. All I know is that this is in the process right now. They met with King Abdullah on Saturday night and to discuss the situation in Syria, specifically the impact to regional stability, the increased flow of refugees, the dangerous opening now that a lot of people believe has been basically handed to ISIS, Iran, and Russia because we pulled out of Syria so quickly. So that's the reason that they're there. There is a five-day ceasefire that started last Thursday, and it hasn't really been a complete ceasefire, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Lots of little skirmishes and things happening, and the Turkish President Erdogan saying that, kind of dismissing those reports that the ceasefire didn't really happen. I believe he said to Mike Pence, oh, this is, you know, little things here and there, but we're dealing with it as they pop up. So I don't know. The whole thing really just, it seems like we've just created a bigger problem than we had by being there. And no one wants our troops in harm's way. I don't, no one wants that. But I think that we have, Jen often talks about creating a vacuum and the vacuum that was created when we left Iraq and things like that. And it seems like we've created a pretty big vacuum here. And Mitch McConnell, actually, on Friday in the Washington Post, which you would not think of Mitch McConnell voluntarily doing anything with the Washington Post.
Or them printing it.
Yeah, he wrote an op-ed and publicly criticized President Trump's decision to pull the troops out of northern Syria. And he called the troop withdrawal, quote, a grave strategic mistake that will leave the American people and homeland less safe, embolden our enemies, and weaken important allies and alliances. So he has, and Lindsey Graham feels the same way. A lot of people on President Trump's side of the aisle are not happy with this decision, and it definitely seemed to have taken a lot of people by surprise, and now we're dealing with the fallout.
His light is not shining that brightly with a lot of people who are his followers, and it just, as I said, sort of right, it underscores the erratic nature. But then
I think people are confused.
Could easily say, yeah, it's easy to get confused. He's the president, and you're not. So that's the kind of way.
And I think the rationale is what is confusing, because people are kind of scratching their heads trying to figure out, Okay, so he put out a bunch of tweets saying this was the most strategic and best and most awesome thing that he's ever done, that anyone's ever done. I mean, he was a very... I don't know if you read the tweets, but...
It's the typical Trump there.
It was very, very much like... you could have taken out Syria and put in, I built the best casino ever. I mean, it was very Trumpian. Yeah. But, you know, when Putin is so happy right now because this just makes everything so much easier for him over there to take over without, and that's what Mitch McConnell has been saying, and Lindsey Graham, and all of the General Mattis and so many other strategic people have been saying that this is only going to benefit Putin. And I'm not really sure why we're not thinking about that. That's kind of confusing to me. Why are we not thinking about not benefiting Putin?
Because it doesn't...
Putin's done very well in the last couple
think.
Of years.
Yeah. All right. So then we have Nancy Pelosi going, last night on Madam Secretary, and then slash it's Madam President, the Chiron that starts the show, Madam Tiglioni played Madam Secretary for 5 years on that show. And now in this season...
Do they change the name of the show?
The President. Well, there's a flip around, which leads me to believe that they are saying, watch the last season of Madam Secretary. Well, that easily leads into the next season, which would be Madam President. Mm-hmm. And in the show, they deal with this sort of a problem that is, what is the rest of the world? It was the introduction of sort of automatic robotic weaponry to take out a bad guy. And there were three choices that they were presented with. One, do this automatic then send in these machines that don't put our soldiers in harm's way? Do we send a bunker buster bomb in and have not only the bad guys killed, but then areas around it would be affected and civilians be killed? Or do we send in the SEALs? And so they, after discussing at great length the morality of having robots go in and artificial intelligence run the war, what would happen? It was really a great subset of conversation about any war, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's the Middle East, wherever the bad guys are. Do we, you know, we're developing this stuff. And pretty much most people know that. So the premise was, do we get the Chinese and the Russians in and have them with us not spend $40 or $50 billion each to develop this stuff, or do we have a new arms race? And so at the end of the day, the Russians and the Chinese decided not to have an arms race, and then we sent in our troops, and there was, you know, there were three or four that lost their lives, and that became another subset. But the interesting conversation for me was the whole business, the artificial intelligence, and how that could be used. And I started thinking about Afghanistan. I started thinking about the Middle East and, you know, where this could all go awry when somebody hacks into the operational components of putting this stuff together. And so I think that that's part of what, when you talk about the Russians leading or the Chinese and their dealings and how things are now, and, you know, there are a lot of people who think we've come to the end of the road when it comes to us being the leader because somebody else like Putin comes in. And the Chinese leader doesn't have charisma. Putin sort of does in his own way. And so that leads to a lot of, plus he's not afraid of much of anything. There's no fear-based thinking there. So anyway, speaking of Afghanistan, say it again.
Afghanistan,
yes. The defense secretary went over the weekend. Nobody knew he was going until he got there. Want to restart the peace talks with the Taliban. Here's another group of people.
Now, didn't we walk away from that, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
Well, because they shot up and killed. They killed a couple of Americans, remember? And
I honestly don't remember that.
Yeah,
I just know that there were talks and then something happened and then
it broke down.
And then,
the number of troops and that sort of thing. The Taliban claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing, killed 10 civilians and one U.S. service member, and that's why they stopped. Anyway, so getting back to the table.
So now it's back on, I guess, because it's...
Yeah.
right. more advantageous for us.
Yeah, I'd like to not have all that stuff going on. I'd certainly like things to calm down a little bit. And speaking of things calming down, boring Boris has not been back to the barber, and the hairdo presents itself along with him and his. You talk about confusing. You said some of the things that Trump was doing were confusing. This guy, I'm very, I don't know if I'm confused. I don't know if it's important whether I am confused or not, but it would seem a lot of people are very confused because he sent Brussels, which is the headquarters of the European Union, a request to extend the Brexit deadline beyond the end of this month. The Brits passed a law requiring him to request a three-month extension. They didn't do the Saturday parliamentary meeting, which was highly touted because they haven't had a Saturday meeting since the Falklands War back in the early 80s. And so, do you even remember, do you know, either of the two of you know anything about the Falklands War? You weren't around, either one of you then, right?
No, I don't know.
Margaret Thatcher was the prime minister. The Falklands, off of the coast of South America, group of islands that the British took during the Second World War, and or maybe they had it before. I think it was the Second World War. Now I'm trying to remember my own historical perspective of what actually happened. That is how they got a hold of the Falklands. The same way they got a hold of half of the world over the past, six, seven centuries. At any rate, the Falklands declared their independence. And Margaret Thatcher said, not so fast. And we said, and they said, they sort of thumbed their nose at the Brits because they didn't think the Brits would send warships over there or troops. Well, guess what? They did. And the Parliament required that the Falklands stand down. They didn't. They had a Saturday meeting to declare war. And before you know it, the Falklands were, after there was a lot of huffing and puffing and lots of ships over there and, you know, hoo-ha, you're our. It's sort of what the Chinese are doing now with Hong Kong, only the Falklands didn't have the same presence. They didn't have the same performance. It didn't mean as much visually and otherwise. The small group of islands off the coast of South America didn't present the kind of the hocus-pocus attention that Hong Kong does. So anyway, back to Boris. The new Brexit deal was supposed to be voted on last weekend. That didn't happen. Instead, Parliament voted in favor of an amendment to withhold approval until the necessary legislation is implemented or is passed, if you will, and doesn't look like they don't want the majority of people. I don't understand why this guy is suicidal.
Yeah, well, he's just, this is just his way or the highway, and he wants to get it done, and that's it. He doesn't care what actually happens in the aftermath, and that's
including
what everyone's
career.
Yeah, and that's what everyone, well, he wants to go down in history as the guy who took Britain out of the EU. That's really what he wants. And, you know, he might get it, maybe he won't.
Boris the Boob, that's what we should call him. Time for us to now focus on blood sugar control. Does somebody you know or somebody you love have type 2 diabetes or is maybe pre-diabetic? They certainly are not alone because one in three of us has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. I'd suggest you check out a product called Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin supports healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient practices, modern science, works very quickly, comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support, go to Curalin.net. Curalin doesn't only support blood sugar, helps support weight loss and all that other good stuff. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage your blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and promo code DJV to reclaim your life. Promo code DJV at Curalin.net.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Forever and ever, Taylor Swift asking that question musically. Taylor, along with Billie Eilish, Lizzo, and some other folks gathered at the Hollywood Bowl over the weekend to perform what was described as an intimate night of music for the 7th annual We Can Survive benefit. It supports the American Cancer Society. Performances from Camila Cabello. Oh, did I do okay? That's what I should by this
time. Yeah, that was good.
Jonas Brothers, Marshmallow. Who's Marshmallow?
He's Marshmallow. A DJ. Wears a white box on his head that has a frowny face or whatever. Clever. Yeah.
Okay. A surprise set from Halsey also. For the set that Swift did, she performed Blank Space, followed by Me, and then Lover from her new album. Blank Space came out 20 years ago. 20 years ago?
No, the name of the album was from my college.
She was born in 1989.
Thank you. Swift, whose mother and father are both cancer survivors, delivered her songs with a pink microphone in honor of October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. At this same event, Lizzo performed her hit single, Truth Hurts. Also delivered a heartfelt speech telling the crowd, quote, I want people to feel good. We can heal the world, but first we have to heal ourselves. Your energy is important tonight. Yep, lots of things come as a result of energy and energetic focus. Over $135,000 was raised from ticket sales for this event. Twitter activations from fans also helped. Additional donations raised by the performers who bowled for a cause. Backstage at We Can Survive. So, how do they do that? Is there a bowling alley in the Hollywood
Bowl? They had video of this performers bowling backstage. They had it set up. It was cute.
Really?
Billie Eilish, who'd never bowled before. She's 17. Right. I don't know how she's never been to a bowling alley, but she never has. So she got a strike and she earned $10,000 for the charity.
Cute.
So
good.
Yeah, it was a nice event.
Nice touch. That's a nice touch. All right, let's look more at the next portal here. 26 after the hour. On the DJV program with Victoria Cara and Doug focusing once again on Lizzo, who apparently has a problem because of a potential copyright infringement issue. CeCe Peniston, who remembers, played this. From which one of these songs do you think I would recognize, Kara?
This was a big hit. I mean, this still gets played on satellite. Yeah.
Yeah. CeCe posted an audio sample of two songs on Instagram saying, "This is a clear example of copyright infringement." Okay, here we go again. So, which one?
So that's a little bit of the two songs.
Apparently, it's not the songs themselves. It's the way that Lizzo, I guess, copied. See what's
this beat? Is that?
It's like there's an improv.
Yeah.
Improvisation?
Yeah, improvisation, where she's saying, yeah, 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 and yeah. I guess in the original one.
That right there is what CeCe Peniston is saying she copied from her. I don't know if you, is that copyrightable? I don't even know.
Nah. You copyright stuff like that, there's never going to be any music. People
that's kind of what
notes.
You would think, right? I mean,
yeah.
How you say ya-ya? I don't know. Yeah. I can't.
Ya-ya.
I didn't know that that was even something that was illegal.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a much... You think there are enough problems in the world, but...
Like ya-ya's.
A buck. Yeah, right. Let's see if we can make a buck out of ya-ya's. So, there's a lyric line. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% for that bitch. Okay, lovely. 28 past the hour. Who cares? Nice nice music, though. Thanks, Jeff.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
The way to lose weight using Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This jumpstarts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight. This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days, but if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support, and the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin at...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of people in Dallas are without power this morning after a tornado tore a long path through parts of that city last night. The National Weather Service says it may have tracked as long as 17 miles. There are reports of possible injuries along with downed power lines and some big damage to homes and businesses. Chicago teachers still on strike. The teachers union chief of staff, Jennifer Johnson, says talks ended last night with the two sides reaching some agreements.
We've been at the bargaining table for 10 months, and we're only seeing these concrete victories come together after having 25,000 members on picket lines, students and parents in the streets.
Talks resuming today. Votes will be cast this week by United Auto Workers union members to try to end the 6-week-old strike with GM. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time to wake up those tired brain muscles of yours, and maybe the rest of the muscles in your body. You have found the DJV program, which equals intelligence. I don't mean the kind of intelligence that they use on Chicago PD, just regular intelligence. Victoria Keelan is intelligent, Kara Schillen intelligent. I'd like to think that I'm fairly intelligent, and I know you're intelligent because you're here listening to what's going on. And it's nice when you find good things going on. There are a couple of good stories about a couple of couples.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to take us down that coupling road, Victoria?
It's the couples report. Well, from Hollywood, we've got some couples news. Jennifer Lawrence and her fiancé, now husband, tied the knot in Rhode Island over the weekend. Big star-studded affair, lots of celebrities there, so those pictures will probably be floating around the internet.
Where in Rhode Island? Where were they? Newport?
I don't know, actually. I'd have to look that up. I just know that everybody flew up to Rhode Island for... Right. I don't know if maybe her husband is from there, because she's from Kentucky, so
right.
I'm not
who
sure.
Who are the people? Who's there? Come on, let's have a list.
Emma Stone, her friends from Hollywood, Emma Stone, yeah. David O. Russell, the director who's directed her numerous times with all of the Bradley Cooper movies. I don't know if Bradley Cooper was actually there. Sienna Miller was there.
Gaga.
Yeah. See, well, she's single again, so yeah, maybe. Sienna Miller was there. Some of the Kardashians that Jennifer Lawrence has become friends with because she's a Kardashian fan. So it was a mixed bag. Yeah, it was a mixed bag. And some Housewives fan members because she's also a big Housewives franchise fan. So yeah, kind of an eclectic mix for the wedding. But in some other couples news, this is actually some very heartwarming news. Former President Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalynn, just set the record as the longest married presidential couple.
Isn't
they have
nice.
Been married. Yeah, it's wonderful. They've been married for 73 years.
Boo!
And so, yeah, I know.
And he's 94 now, isn't he?
He's 95 and she's
95.
92. Yeah, uh-huh. And she's 92. Yeah. And they actually, just last Thursday, they hit this milestone. They just surpassed George H.W. Bush and his wife, Barbara. They had been the longest married presidential couple until this week. So congratulations to them.
Georgie may have wondered a little. I don't think Jimmy Carter ever wandered anywhere.
They seem pretty connected every time I've ever seen them.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful story. So Rosalynn Smith actually met Jimmy Carter after she became friends with his younger sister. They grew up 3 miles away from each other, and they went on their first date in 1945, and the next year they got married in 1946. He was 21 and she was 18, but she did not accept his first proposal. She rejected his first proposal. And she made because she had made a promise to her father, who died when she was 12, that she would not get married before she finished college. And so she wrote all about this in her memoir as former first lady. But then she gave in anyway. She said Jimmy was the most handsome man she'd ever met. And so ever since then, they've been together and still pretty happy, it looks like. And they've had a lot of ups and downs with health issues. But they both seem to be doing kind of okay right now. He had a fall not too long ago and had a black eye, but that same night they were there building houses for Habitat for Humanity. So really wonderful. And now in some less than wonderful couples news, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they have a new documentary that aired in the UK last night, and it's going to air on ABC this Wednesday at 10 p.m. And this is a chronicle of their trip to Africa. They brought their baby Archie with them. This was their first trip as husband and wife to Africa. And so the rumor has been for a while now that Meghan and Harry are going to partially establish a residence in Africa. Turns out, right after the documentary aired, the royal family issued a statement saying that Meghan and Harry were actually going to take a break from royal duties. The media spotlight, all the pressure that they've been going through, it's too much.
Yeah.
And so actually, instead of establishing a residency in Africa, it turns out they're actually going to be splitting their time between the U.S. and the U.K. And I think that's probably going to be a lot easier for Meghan because, you know, when she goes home to California and to visit her mom, they're going to spend Thanksgiving with her mom, Doria, and then they're going to be back in England for Christmas with the Queen. And Kara and I were just talking about this behind the scenes. I would not be surprised if after this, they're calling it a sabbatical through the holidays, but I would not be surprised if we don't see them returning to the spotlight in full, maybe ever again. And I think they may want to just do their charity work behind the scenes because the scrutiny that they especially have put Meghan under.
Nonsense.
I know it's partially because she's American, I get it, and partially because she's biracial, but it's just... apparently this documentary really shows the extent of how much it's affected her, and she's just crying on camera. So it's really horrendous that, you know, she's a newlywed, she's a new mom, and just she has no peace.
These scavenger clowns that are out there running
no
around.
No peace of mind,
God doesn't love that kind of stuff. Today, here's something God does love. Pets. And one of the subplots, by the way, for Madam Secretary last night was they got a dog. And it came from the pound. This National Pets for Veterans Day, which is celebrated today, started with a dog named Bear. Bear seems to have been quite the ham, knew how to interact differently based on the individual needs of the veterans about or around whom he would be. He would lie quietly on the bed if needed or put his paws up to encourage others to participate. A lot of veterans asked if they could take Bear home with them, and Bear thought about it and said, why is therapy 1 hour a week when it could be 24/7? So Bear, having been spoken for, by the fellow that we're talking about here, the owner. This lady thought she could help more veterans find their own bear to help them in their rehab. So this day today, National Pets for Veterans Day, raises a lot of awareness about how a lot of animals in shelters around the country could make wonderful pets, emphasizes the benefit animals provide on a daily basis for good mental health. So a lot of dogs will be adopted today in the name of helping a veteran, and we all know that a lot of veterans need a lot of help and support. So that's, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing except wonder that comes out of something like this. Absolutely fabulous. There it is. A couple of items from the Caribbean. Whether you know it or not, as much as we speculated a month or so ago, what was it, 2 months ago, when all those people were dying in the Dominican Republic, apparently the FBI has said they all died of natural causes.
Really? Natural causes of alcohol poisoning?
I chuckled at myself, right? The story of Miranda Shapp Warner from Pennsylvania, who was found dead at the, what is it called, Bougainville, I think, a big luxury hotel on the 25th
of May. There were several different properties.
Cynthia Day, Edward Holmes, there were a bunch of people.
I'm sorry, the first couple that died, the one where the woman was like in her late 40s and the guy was in his early 60s, and they both happened to die in their hotel room at the same time.
After drinking out of the minibar?
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, so why would the FBI be interested or care about covering
well, a lot of Americans, I don't know that they're covering it up. I think that what happens when you have that much ethanol that's mixed in, the bootleg alcohol, your organs do shut down. So I guess maybe they can say toxicology is different than autopsies, and autopsies may show that their organs shut down, and that could be construed, I guess, as a natural cause of death. But the real, I mean, the culprit is they've already found the tainted alcohol. That's what they were doing. They were filling up the little bottles that were in the minibar. They were filling it up with this ethanol, and it's such a high level of concentration, and it's so cheap to make. And so that's what they were doing. And you know, you drink one drink, and that's it. It can kill you.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Here's another item from down in the Caribbean. The administration says it's going to impose new sanctions on Cuba over its human rights record. Wow. Are we going to go around the rest of the world and do the same thing? Let's pick all of the countries that have horrible human rights records, starting with Saudi Arabia. Let's have some
sanctions on them. Isn't
that
interesting that we... Yeah, isn't that interesting that we go after Cuba and we go after all these other places and, oh, your human rights violations, and yet, you know, there we are, like, back-slapping the Saudis. It makes no sense to me.
Here's something else. Talking about backslapping or things that, I mean, in general, how some of these situations are taken care of in the world of sports. Antonio Brown is trying to get $30 million in guaranteed money from the Oakland Raiders, and they told him to go pound sand. They released a bunch of text messages that Brown sent to the owner of the team asking to be released. And so then if you ask, you know, under that circumstance, you ask to be released and the team agrees, part of the agreement is you don't get the rest of your pay.
Right.
Simple.
I guess because he was okay with walking away from that because the Patriots stepped in and gave him a new contract. And then he never got to start with the Patriots and they released him. So now he needs the money and he's going back to the original team that he screwed over. So
I think you'll probably find
done.
A big pass on the. On that front, way. So what happened with football? The Patriots are on tonight. I did see that in a promo over the weekend. Anybody paying attention to the Red Sox?
No.
Nobody's paying attention to the Red Sox at this point.
That was the wettest game I have ever seen in my entire life. It rained so
much.
Which game? The Redskins versus the 49ers. It rained. I don't know if it rained in New Jersey or Boston.
Oh, it was pouring all day.
Exactly. Yeah, it poured all day, and the Redskins stadium doesn't have a roof. And so they all played it. I mean, there are videos of
the Giants
looks
played in the
it
rain,
looks like
too.
They're on
awful.
A slip and slide when they're sliding across, and there's just water, like, gushing up from the ground. It's just, so the score was, like, 9-0 because I don't
know. But my boyfriend still won, so that's all that matters.
My boyfriend's
well,
back. So also, the Atlanta Falcons, who have, what, the worst record in football? pretty close to getting beaten by the L.A. Rams over the weekend. Looking at a couple of reviews of that. I don't know anything about the plays and all that other stuff. I do know that a lot of attention has been paid to that concussion report, the latest one that we talked about, I think, on Friday. The football players are getting a little bit more reserved themselves, some of them, or their families are.
Anyway. Well, don't you think that their families must all be worried to death that their loved one has a ticking time bomb in their head?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these guys have all been playing since peewees. So if they escape,
and that was
CTE,
what the report suggested.
Miracle.
Yeah, the report suggested that playing when you're young is really bad for you.
Under the age of 14, they said in the new report, is not recommended.
Yeah. No. So anyway. All right, so in the world of entertainment, you see a picture, a lot of PR about Michelle Pfeiffer around. Have you seen it?
No, I know she's in the new Maleficent movie. She looks beautiful.
Yeah, she's opened up about her own experiences with sexual harassment. There was an interview that was published over the weekend in the Sunday Times. She addressed an incident that happened when she was 20 years old, and I don't want to get into necessarily the details, but... it's just one more example of how a kid like that, good looking, wanted to get into the movies, gets taken advantage of by these no good SOBs that are, you know, that were running the place. So anyway, I don't know. I see these things. The best movie she was ever in from my point of view was the one with Robert Redford, which played the TV anchor. And it was, what a fabulous movie. I'm trying to remember what the name of it was. There was a song.
I know what you mean.
Attached,
there was a big,
you know,
Celine Dion song.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You Loved Me went to that. Yeah, but I don't remember the name of the movie, though.
Fabulous. Yeah, right. All of that. All right. What's on TV tonight other than Bull at 10 o'clock Eastern Time? I got that one down.
That's your pick for the night?
That'll be the way I end my day, yes.
Well, there's a brand new episode tonight of 911 on Fox. That show is actually getting some pretty decent buzz. I haven't seen it, but I've heard good reviews of it. So that's brand new tonight, 8 p.m. on Fox. Dancing with the Stars is also new tonight. 9 celebrity and pro dance couples return to the ballroom.
How are the ratings for that? Are they holding up?
I don't know. Tonight they have a dance choreographed by Mandy Moore, and so she'll be performing, and so they're kind of trying to jazz it up a bit, I think, every season. But they took a whole year off, so I think there is some renewed interest in it. People like watching it again. It used to be so popular, but then I think they just overdid it. They had it. Mm-hmm. It was on twice a year, and people get sick of it. Another show that was on twice a year as well that they've kind of scaled that back is The Voice. That's brand new tonight, 8 p.m. on NBC. That is The Battles, Part 3.
Did somebody get eliminated from the other singing show where they wear a costume? What's that called?
The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually Paul Schaefer last week. No one
knew. Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was great.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. He was the skeleton. He was great. And no one could figure out who he was. The clues that he gave were really, really difficult. So that's a wonderful show. That's on Wednesday nights. And then also tonight on Monday nights, if you're a wrestling fan, which we know Jen is, WWE Monday Night Raw, that's 8 p.m. on USA. And then there's also a marathon tonight on A&E of Live PD, Police Patrol, if you're into watching that. And then another show that I think you saw, Doug, that you liked is All Rise. That's new tonight, 9 p.m. on
CBS.
That is
a good show. Yep, I would recommend that. If my recommendation goes very far, I'd recommend you watch that. All Rise. All pay attention. We continue 10 before the hour here.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Time to switch our focus to technology. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour for this Monday. Victoria Keenan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a bill that would let the Federal Trade Commission set and enforce minimum standards on data privacy. How will this work, Victoria?
Yeah, so a U.S. senator has introduced this new bill. It's meant to hold tech companies and executives responsible if they violate your privacy, and this happens all too often. Senator Ron Wyden introduced the Mind Your Own Business Act, and he says it incorporates feedback on draft legislation from last fall and from consumers. This bill would actually give consumers control over how their data is used and shared. It will require companies to be more transparent about how they use and share your data, and then impose tough penalties, including jail time, if corporate executives lie to the government about privacy. Now, Senator Wyden is a known critic of big tech, including Facebook. In a press release about the bill, he even mentioned Mark Zuckerberg. He said, quote, "Mark Zuckerberg won't take Americans' privacy seriously unless he feels personal consequences. A slap on the wrist from the FTC won't do the job." And so I agree with him on that, and certainly Elizabeth Warren has been going after Facebook as well for things like that. This bill would also let the FTC issue fines up to 4% of a company's annual revenue for privacy violations, and it would also create a national do-not-track system to let consumers opt out of data tracking. This is probably not going to pass because I'm sure someone in the Senate has got, you know, their pockets lined by big tech companies, but this is exactly what should be passed. This is a bill that should be bipartisan. This is something that everyone should be afforded as an American citizen to know and understand and control your own privacy. And I think it's disgraceful that we do not have a bill like this already in place. And it's been, I mean, a few people have attempted similar things, and it gets blocked all along the way. So I hope Senator Wyden's I hope his bill actually does make a difference and gets passed, because how many more times do we have to have our data sold on the dark web and our identity stolen by thieves and hackers? Something needs to be done to protect us.
Yeah, for sure. Google Maps is getting even more Waze-like. Let's find out how.
The Geek Out.
Google's ownership of the popular navigation app Waze has been a boon to its own Google Maps. So much so, the company has slowly been merging some of the features that make Waze so popular into its own app. But if you're a Google Maps user on iPhone, these additions have not yet appeared until now. Google has announced that the much-beloved incident reports will now begin showing up on Google Maps for iOS. This is the crowdsourcing of incidents, traffic congestion, accident speed traps, all submitted by users, and Waze uses that data and offers alternate routes in real time. While Google Maps for Android has had this, Google Maps for iOS is now getting it, and we've posted the link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up here, Chipotle customers are getting charged hundreds of dollars. What in the world has happened here? Who's hacked this up?
Yeah, exactly. No one knows. Here's the report. So Chipotle customers across the country are actually saying that they're getting charged for orders that they didn't place through the Chipotle app. So if you do have the app, you may want to double check and make sure that this isn't happening to you. Some of the order charges range from $19 all the way up to $150. And customers say the orders sometimes aren't even in their home city, and in some cases not even in their home state. So Chipotle says they don't know what's happening. So they issued a statement over the weekend saying that they have not experienced a data breach as far as they know. And they said the privacy and security of our customers is important, blah, blah, blah. And so they said that what they think happened is they say that customer accounts, like other retail and hotel and restaurant companies, they have instances of what they call credential stuffing. And this occurs when usernames and passwords are stolen from other companies and then people test it out to see if it works on different websites. This is exactly why tech experts are always preaching to us, never use the same password twice. Always use a different password for all your different accounts. Because yeah. This is what happens. Someone can find out and say, oh, it's, Doug's password is DaisyMay123, and then they start trying it on every other website, and it works. Huh. And then that's exactly, and then, your credit card information is already saved in the app. So if someone can log in as you, they're going to charge your card, and there's really nothing you can do except dispute it with the credit card company. So Chipotle says that they are working on this. They're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. They said you can email them at customerserviceteam@chipotle.com.
Free meals for everybody at Chipotle. Yay! It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.